Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
It's a feel-good Friday. Tad, Drex, good morning.
Yay.
Kara.
Good morning.
And on the phone with us, our celebrity insider, A. Wood, who works in the TV and movie business and sneaks off set to tell us about some casting calls for some of the productions here in town. What you got for us this week, A. Wood?
All right. So listen, I have a question for you guys. If you had to be in a circus, what would be your act?
Ooh, I would want to be the magician's assistant.
Why not the magician?
Because I don't want to have to do all the tricks and stuff. I'll just stand there and look pretty and hand you your stuff.
You just want to hold the bunny in the hat?
Yeah, totally.
I want to throw the knives at Tad while he's on that rotating sundial.
Why are you asking these questions?
I'm asking these questions because CW's legacy is literally looking for sideshow acts. If you don't know about CW Legacy, to me, it's one of the best spinoffs. I think it's a spinoff that's better than the original show that it came from. I absolutely love it. It's so good. It's vampires and witches and werewolves. But yes, they are looking for sideshow performers. If you can juggle, you can get $250 for this.
Whoa. What? So are they being specific about what they're looking for? Do they need jugglers? Do they need somebody to contort themselves to a tennis racket? Like, what are we looking at here?
All of that. Yeah. It's really like, you know, like I said, that more sideshow circus type thing where it's a little bit grungy. If you have something that you do that hasn't yet been discovered, pitch it. Now's your time.
I have these, I have double jointed thumbs. I'll show these guys. My thumb goes back that far.
Oh!
You see that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't ever do that again.
Dude, there's a future for me, though. How much did you say? $150?
Oh, my God. Tad, your thumb goes back at a 90-degree angle.
Oh, it sure does.
You need to get that checked out.
Oh, that's so gross. Or you can get paid for it.
Yeah.
You guys should see me hitchhiking.
Oh, gross.
People pick me up just because they want to learn more.
Oh. Tad, you should absolutely submit your thumbs for this. I don't know what they would get, but hey, if you could bend your thumbs back and walk on stilts, you could get $500 for that.
What?
Oh, I just threw up in my mouth a little. Oh, my
Drex,
God.
Get out of here, please. Now you're body shaming me.
Yeah.
Seriously, the harder or crazier your act is, the more you get paid. So
I don't know why I would bother going out for this show. Here's the deal. I'm going to be set up at probably the Varsity for lunchtime today. If you want to come down and give me $100, I'll show you my thumbs. We're going to set up like a little booth.
Oh, my God.
Here's the crazy thing, Tad. People will show up.
You can grab things with your thumbs in the opposite direction, Tad. That's incredible.
Gross.
If you have a great, great sideshow act, please follow me on all social at A-Wood Radio. I will tell you how to submit, and you and your thumbs could be in CW's legacy.
I'm going to do you one better. 404-741-0985. Tell us what your circus act is.
Oh, God.
I know. God, my thumbs can't be the worst of it.
Oh, wow.
All right, so this is on our Instagram page. Keep in mind, I have a haircut scheduled for later today, and it is Dress Down Friday.
No one's looking at your hair.
No, thumbs are not that bad, Drex.
They are that bad.
How dare you? I thought you had my back.
But I do want to know, can anybody just, and it doesn't have to be disgusting, it just be a stupid human trick, something that you can do, your side act, at 404-741-0985. Jessica in Gainesville.
I can touch my nose with my tongue.
Okay, we want to hear more about that coming up next. Our celebrity insider, Aidwood, was just telling us about how you can get on CW's Legacy if you have some sort of sideshow act, some sort of thing that you would bring to the circus.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're wondering what your side act would be at 404-741-0985. Anybody in our audience this morning listening that has some sort of amazing, stupid human trick they can perform.
Especially with like the Christmas parties and holidays coming up.
Yeah.
You always need a little something to spice things up.
Jessica in Gainesville.
I can touch my nose with my tongue.
No way.
I've been able to do it my whole life, and I haven't tried it in like, 15, 20 years because I'm pushing 40. But when I saw your post, I was like, you know what? Maybe I should give it a try, see if I still got it.
Do you still got it?
I do.
Look at
well,
you.
Do you have a long tongue or a big nose?
I have a long tongue.
I wish there was a camera in the studio right now because everybody was trying to touch their tongue to their nose and look ridiculous.
Oh, I bet.
Are you able to, and this is a little disgusting, but I have got to ask, are you able to pick your nose with your tongue?
No, I can just touch the tip.
Because, like, imagine eliminating the middleman. Like, I'm just saying,
oh, my
like,
gosh.
10-year-old me would love that skill.
Oh, yeah.
I could touch my nose hair with my tongue because those suckers stick out.
This is not a competition of see how disgusting we can be. Ziggy and McDonough, what is your sideshow act?
I have done pretty much all types of sideshow performance. Stilt walk, fire performing with fire breathing, fire eating, fire juggling.
Big question here. What's your biggest injury as a result? Because these people that do these kinds of things have got to practice and learn how to do it.
I have burned my face doing fire breathing. I've fallen on stilts during a parade.
Oh, no.
Like right in front of a parade float of kids. That one definitely was rough. It was like, you know, all these Girl Scouts, and they're just laughing at me as, you know, as I take it down. What was bad is, like, the parade was over, and I was walking back to my vehicle.
The parade was over. You can take the stilts off. The funniest thing that
yeah,
I ever saw.
Easier.
One time I was at this remote broadcast, you know, set up, and they kept talking about this clown was coming. And this woman that was dressed as a clown gets out of this big car that she was driving and immediately falls down. She was driving with the giant shoes.
Oh, no.
That's great.
The best part is, too, like, Ziggy, that's the story you just told us. That's not how you got the nickname Ziggy. I don't even think we have time to hear that story.
he just told it, actually. I was a clown. my stage name was Ziggy.
These holiday family activity things that they always have.
Oh, geez.
They're supposed to bring your family together and fill your heart with the spirit of the holiday season. Is that what they're meant to do?
Allegedly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what they're supposed to do for you.
So we went to the World of Illumination thing at Six Flags. Was it Whitewater?
Yeah, the drive-through light display thing.
Right, second year in a row we've been to that.
Very
cool.
So
I'm familiar.
Mm-hmm.
What we didn't have last year when we went was the screaming baby. The screaming baby, I'll tell you, they use this in the military for training.
Yeah.
Screaming baby heightens everything.
That's true.
Heightens everything.
Uh-huh. Like your amygdala goes from 50 to 100.
Nobody can deal with anything.
Right.
So I'm driving in. My wife mentions to me that I'm driving too fast.
Oh, Lord.
We haven't even gotten to the gate yet. I'm just navigating my way to where you get started, and then you're supposed to go 5 miles per hour through the thing. I'm on board with that. But getting to that, I'm not driving fast, but okay. And the baby's screaming, so you're driving too fast. Then my 6-year-old starts saying, Dad, slow down. Dad, slow down.
Oh, gosh.
They're ganging up on you?
And so I mentioned something. I go, Sam, enough. And then he starts squirreling away and sort of in the back seat, like,
pouting.
Sulking and pouting and stuff like that. Yeah. And I pulled I had the ultimate
you
dad moment.
You didn't. Please tell me. This is a big moment if you did.
I didn't say this.
Oh,
I didn't say
you
that.
Didn't?
You sure?
I didn't say that.
Maybe you did.
Oh,
for the sake of the story, did you say it?
Let me tell you what I said.
Come on. You said
I said, you can sulk the entire time we go through this. It's going to be no skin off my back. And I go, and one more word about the driving, and you're driving. I didn't say we're going to turn the car around and go home.
You're not going to pull this
pull
car,
car
over right
over.
Now?
No. We are so saving that for a special occasion. Are you guys kidding me?
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Wendy, no mother wants to hear that her son might not be making it for Christmas.
And most especially, given COVID and everything that we've all gone through for the last couple of years, I told Paul that if it meant never seeing him again, never being able to hug or kiss him again, to keep him safe, I would do that, and we would just Zoom.
Aww.
But now things are better, and I want him to come home.
Wow.
I'm not made of money, but I told him that I'd pay for his flight. I'm the one who asked him to come.
Right.
So I said I'd pay. But, you know, flights are expensive, and especially during the holidays.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting him a flight with Spirit Airlines because it was relatively inexpensive. And I say the term relatively because I'm not made of money.
You're paying for his plane ticket, and he's still saying no.
I ended up getting him a middle seat, and that did not make him happy. But then I paid extra for him to have a better seat up front, and I thought that that would help. He wouldn't even need a suitcase.
Well, I was going to say, Spirit, you can't even fly with a suitcase. It costs extra. I mean, he's going to have no clothes to wear. It sounds, Wendy, he's upset.
He can just wear some of his father's clothes. What do you need in Atlanta? You need cargo shorts and a T-shirt.
You think he really wants to wear his dad's clothes, though, Wendy?
His dad was very cool. And Paul has his father's carriage, and he would look great in them.
It's
not that big a deal. I don't see what the big deal is.
So, Wendy, is really your son was just kind of put off by the fact that you booked him on a Spirit flight in the middle seat? Is that the issue? That's what you guys are arguing about?
I guess so.
Why doesn't he buy himself a first-class ticket if he wants to be fancy?
Like I said, since I'm the one who's asking him to come, I said that I would pay. But if he wanted to have a better flight on a better airline, he could offset the cost. But I'm not going to ask my husband to pay that difference. We keep our finances separate.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to reach out to Paul, who I don't want to offend you because it is your son, but he sounds very ungrateful.
Well, that's kind of the way I'm feeling at the moment, but I'm willing to overlook that because I'm so desperate to see my dad.
Yeah, it sounds like it's been almost 2 years, huh, Wendy?
It has.
Oh.
And I just want to hug him and hold him and kiss him.
Just hang on 1 second. We want to help you get some forgiveness coming up next, okay?
All right.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Wendy needs forgiveness because she upset her son when she booked him on Spirit Airlines in a middle seat, and his reaction was that he wasn't coming home for Christmas. Wendy, sit tight. Let us talk to your ungrateful son here for a couple of minutes.
Hello?
Is this Paul?
Yeah, this is Paul.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
Wait, the radio station from Atlanta?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
We're calling you. We heard that you're coming back to the A for the holidays, and we're excited to see you.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's probably not happening. I'm probably not going back for the holidays.
Oh, no. Any particular reason why?
Any issues with, like, mom and dad? Or?
Well, my dad passed away 10 years ago, so, no, it's not really an issue with him.
Did your mom get remarried?
Don't even get me started on this guy, Chad.
Oh, Chad is your stepfather?
It makes me sick to my stomach when anybody says the word father in the same sentence as this guy. Hmm. So, but yes, I guess Chad is my stepfather.
Well, let's figure out what's going on here. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and your mom contacted us to see if we could figure out why you won't come home.
Hey, honey. For the holidays, please. I am begging you. Your father and I really want to see you.
Oh, my God. Mom, can you please stop calling him my father? He will never be my father.
I mean, is he not a good guy, Paul?
Even calling him a man sounds ridiculous. Oh. But what do you want me to do, Mom?
I thought I raised you better than that. People call women my age cougars. They used to call them spinsters and old maids, but men get to be bachelors and man about town.
He is 28 years old.
Paul, how old are you?
I'm 32.
No. Oh, my God.
So, Wendy, your new husband is 4 years younger than your own son.
I don't know why you guys are all hung up on age problems here. That's your problem. We have a committed, mature relationship. We're very much in love. He respects me.
I want to come home and see you, but you have to understand how absolutely bonkers awkward this is. You cannot call him my dad.
I will acknowledge that I have a slip of the tongue and I refer to him as dad. It's
Yeah.
You know, old habits die hard too, dear.
And Paul's not going to want to wear his clothes when he comes to town.
You wanted me to wear his clothes. I mean, you even told me how good his rear end looked in his pants before you offered them.
Awkward. TMI. I think we just got to figure out some forgiveness here and maybe move on.
I will come home on one condition. That we never mention anything having to do with with what happens between you two. And you do not call him my father.
I want to see you, Paul. I need to be with you. Can you do that for me?
You know, you're doing that manipulative crying thing again.
Oh, jeez.
And it used to work when I was in my 20s, but it doesn't work now.
Merry Christmas!
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Chesley and Ackworth. Formerly known, the artist formerly known as Chelsea. Would you please kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Go on, Kara.
I'm out of here, Chesley. Good luck.
Thank you.
We'll let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. It is Redemption Week. Chesley previously tied with Kara. Kara wants to beat her, like, soundly. So we're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions while Kara stands outside the room. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, she pays you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one, name the glazed donut shop that's offering a dozen donuts for just $1 this Sunday.
Krispy Kreme.
Number two, after being on the market for 3 years, Gene Simmons has cut the price of his Vegas mansion down to $13 million. Gene Simmons is the lead singer of what rock band?
Kiss.
Question three, the first two episodes of the Sex and the City reboot were released yesterday, and the ladies revealed that Samantha has moved to the UK. What is Samantha's profession on the show?
She's a publicist.
Number four, Alicia Keys posted a clip of the song she recorded with her daughter on social media. Speaking of keys, how many are on a standard piano?
I have no idea. 43. I don't know.
Somebody playing a xylophone in the background?
Is it the school bell going off in the background?
I'm at school.
Yeah.
Finally, number five, Billie Eilish will pull double duty on SNL this weekend by hosting and performing. Billie and her brother are back in the studio working on their third album. Mm-hmm. What's Billie's brother's name?
Phineas, I think.
Good job
That's a tough one. Yeah, just Chesley and Ackworth just slipping up on the one she didn't know, but otherwise did well.
You would think Chesley would be good with names.
Yeah, right?
Kara.
I am.
Taking her very fashionable tie-dye mask off and sitting down ready for the same question.
Yeah, we're still doing masks in this office.
Number one, company policy.
That's right.
We're company people. Question one, name the glazed donut shop that's offering a dozen donuts for just $1 this Sunday.
Krispy Kreme.
That's what Chesley said, 1-1.
Number two, after being on the market for 3 years, Gene Simmons has cut the price of his Vegas mansion down to $13 million. Gene is the lead singer of what rock band?
Kiss.
All right, Chesley got that right as well, 2-2.
Question three, the first two episodes of the Sex and the City reboot were released yesterday, and the ladies revealed that Samantha has moved to the UK. What's Samantha's profession on the show?
She did PR.
Yeah, that's what Chesley said, a publicist. 3-3.
Number four, Alicia Keys posted a clip of the song she recorded with her daughter on social media. Speaking of keys, how many are on a standard piano?
88.
Chesley, when we asked her that question, said 43. So, Kara, you're now up 4-3.
Number five, Billie Eilish will pull double duty on SNL this weekend. She's going to host and perform. Billie and her brother are back in the studio working on her third album. What's Billie's brother's name?
Phineas.
If Chesley and Phineas had a baby, I mean, what the hell would that thing be named?
What would their celebrity name be?
Some sort of fruit or vegetable.
Chesley-us.
All right, final score this morning. Kara gets her redemption 5-4. Chesley and Ackworth, are you smarter than Kara?
Not today.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,174 wins and 38 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Chesley.
That's all right.
You don't get the cash, but you're going to see Keith Urban, the Speed of Now World Tour, October 8th, State Farm Arena. Tickets go on sale today, 10 a.m., Ticketmaster.com.
Thank you, guys.
You are so welcome. We're going to play again like we do every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35 on B98.5.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 724 off and on showers today with a high of 66, 49 now in Midtown. Hawks lost, will host to the Nets. Haven't lost it yet. State Farm Arena tonight. What's going on, Kara?
You know the saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah.
That's definitely the approach we need to be taking if we're doing any shopping online through Marketplace or Letgo, even Amazon sometimes, because we could end up purchasing stolen goods.
Oh.
More and more retailers have been seeing a rash of thefts by organized criminals who then turn around and sell all of that stuff that they've stolen to unsuspecting people like us online. So if you see something that you're looking to buy, some red flags to look for that it may not be legit is a heavily discounted price for new packaged items. The description says the item was found. I mean, that's a big red one right there. Or they ask you to pay with any kind of untraceable money wire or cashier check, or they won't take PayPal and credit cards, which gives you a little bit of recourse if it ends up not being what you thought it was.
And if you bought one of these stolen items by accident, would you be in possession of stolen property and could face charges?
You are in possession of stolen property, but if you didn't know about it, they're basically, they just ask you to give it back.
So we all got to practice our, I don't know. Big eyes, I don't even know.
Now, you guys, the Peachtree Road Race is quite a few months away, but the best part about that thing is scoring the coveted T-shirt at the end.
Right.
So once again, the Atlanta Track Club is turning to the public to find this year's design. So if you've got a great idea, you need to get to the drawing board because the winning image is going to score $1,000. And you'll get to see your design on a ton of participants. So this year's theme of the race is there's only one peach tree, and you can submit your designs at atlantatrackclub.org.
If I can just guide you, I'm no artist, I won't be submitting, but if you are submitting, could you please make sure that the shirt is any color but white? Because not everybody who runs the Peachtree Road Race is in excellent condition, and we all know the white shirt is not very flattering.
Is that a cloud? Oh, no.
Now, how would you guys feel about a four-day work week?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, pigs may fly before this actually happens, but what is it that you say, Drex? You don't G-E-T unless you A-S-K?
That's my motto for sure.
So there's a group of lawmakers right now that are trying to back some legislation that would propose this four-day, 32-hour work week.
Oh, yes.
Overtime pay would be required for anything over the 32 hours, with some exceptions. And quite a few countries and even some companies have already adapted to this shorter work hour thing. So they say that they're saving a lot of money and cost and have seen improved mental health from their employees. But critics are going to say that they'll just be putting more people on salary and they'd be expected to do the same amount of work or more for less money, potentially.
You'd be a non-exempt employee.
Right. And blue-collar workers may need that 40-hour work week just to make ends meet.
Just look at the French. How happy are the French? Oh, they're having the coffee in the afternoon. I'll meet you at 3 o'clock this afternoon because I'm not working. They're so happy.
How happy are the French? Have you ever been to France?
Yes.
Oh, they were okay over there?
Lots of croissants.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.